Exercise 12, Conversation 1. Listen to part of a conversation between two students on campus.
We seem to be having this conversation over and over again.
You're right.
Look, I know how you feel about my smoking. You don't have to tell me every day.
I'm sorry. I worry about you.
I know, but work and school have me so stressed out. Maybe I'll be able to quit after I graduate.
Let's be honest. There's always going to be a reason not to. After you graduate, it's going to be hard to find a job. Then there will be the stress from just starting a job. Then there will be...
Okay, I get your point. It's just so hard. You don't really understand because you never smoked.
You need some help. Why don't you go to a doctor?
You mean a psychiatrist?
No, I don't. I mean a general practitioner. Maybe you can get a patch or some pills. Well, I don't know, something to help you with the withdrawal, because that's what it is.
Really, I believe I can quit on my own, just not right now. But I'll think about what you said. I will.
All right. I won't mention it for a week. Then I want to know your decision, because if you don't get some help, I need to rethink our plans.
You mean you'd break our engagement over this? I can't believe it.
I don't know. I love you. But I'm not sure I could accept everything that goes along with the smoking.
Number 1. What is the main topic of this conversation? Two. What does the woman suggest? Three. What does the man promise to do? Four. How does the man feel about the woman's decision? Five. What can we infer about the woman? Conversation 2. Listen to part of a conversation between two students in a college dormitory.
Want to go down to dinner, John? The line is going to close in about half an hour, and I'm hungry.
What time is it?
6 o'clock. You would better go now if you want to eat. They're serving fish cakes and baked potatoes.
I don't think I'll go.
Oh, come on. Get yourself a big salad if you don't want fish. The dessert will probably be good.
No thanks, Bill. I think that I'll keep studying for a while and then maybe I'll order a pizza later.
Suit yourself. Do you have a test or something?
Yeah, it's not until Monday, but I want to go home this weekend.
Lucky you. 2 days of home cooking.
It sure beats the cafeteria at this place.
True. Well, knock on my door if you decide to get that pizza later.
Why? Aren't you going to eat either?
Sure, but I'll be hungry again by 10.
Number 1. What prompted this conversation? Two. Why is John studying? Three. When will the cafeteria close? Four. What does Bill want John to do? Five. What will Bill most probably do now?